Meseches Peah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Base 4:2, straight continuation of the previous Mishnah. The previous Mishnah had said that when it comes to Peah, you leave it for the Ani and the Gerah to fight over, even if one of the Aniyim stands against 99 others, and that one says, let it be a free-for-all, then we listen to him, because that's the halacha. The Mishnah here says, Bedalus uvedekel enokain. That rule doesn't apply when it comes to the trellis, grapevine, and the palm tree, the date palm. Afilu tishim betesha omrim lavoz. Even if 99 out of 100 people say, listen, we're confident to fight for our dates of the date palms and our grapes on the gazebo, and we're happy to take our chances. Ve'echad omer lachalek, but one says, no, I want it taken down off the trees and off the vines and divide it up equally. Lezeh shomen, we listen to that one person who says he wants to divide it equally, shamar kahalacha, because he said according to halacha. That's the proper way to do it when it comes to a trellis grapevine up on a gazebo, whatever it is, and the date palm, you bring it down and divide it equally. Again, the implication of this Mishnah is if all of the Aniyim who arrive are having consensus and they're unanimously agree that they wanted it to be a free-for-all, then it seems the halacha would be that you leave it for them to fight over, ostensibly. That seems an implication of the Mishnah, although it's not at all clear why, if the Torah actually has an extra word, osam, where from which it's learned out that you divide up from a dangerous situation to avoid people getting hurt, why it'd be mutter not to leave it to them to fight over, you know, up the date palm and people could likely fall.